news for mortgage holders today after the decision of KBC to cut its rates by up to 0.3% yesterday to 2.5%. It means that someone with a mortgage worth €250,000 would make an interest saving of around €2,200 per year. But will other banks follow, and will this start a mortgage rate war? Well, we can talk now to mortgage expert Michael Dowling, who's with us in studio. Michael, good news obviously for KBC customers. Why is this happening?
Yeah, it's always welcome to see interest rates falling, but essentially it's happening because the cost of money is very cheap, and on that basis, firstly, banks are under pressure to ensure that they offer good value to their customers, and there are question marks over that when we look at the rates being charged in Europe compared to what the rates are charged in Ireland. But essentially, it's because money is cheaper and there is competition in the market.
If you're a KBC customer, then do you automatically get the advantage to take advantage of the new rate cuts that they announced yesterday?
Not if you're on an existing fixed rate, because obviously your terms are linked to that rate. But if you've got a loan offer from KBC and haven't drawn down on your mortgage after the 2nd of March, you will automatically get the new lower rate.
The big question, I suppose, is if you're not a KBC customer, if you're with one of the other larger banks, are they going to follow suit now? Could we see a sort of a rate war opening up here?
There's no doubt the two bigger banks, AIB and Bank of Ireland, who hold 60% of the market, they will respond because their rates are out of sync with banks like KBC. And even last week, for example, Ulster Bank reduced their five-year fixed rate to 2.2%. So we're seeing other banks reducing their rates. There's no way AIB and Bank of Ireland are going to leave themselves short in terms. So I would be very confident that both AIB and Bank of Ireland will reduce their fixed rates as well in the very near term.
And how soon could we see them reacting to that cut yesterday?
I would say come early March, within the next 2 weeks, you will see moves from the two bigger players, no question of that.
So that's obviously good news. What advice then would you have for people who might be considering switching at this point in time? Obviously, I suppose people want to wait and see where things go with the other banks at the moment, but what's your advice to people?
Yeah, I mean, at this time, any time a bank makes a rate reduction announcement, we get calls from customers, because the first thing you should do is just look at your own rate and check with your own bank that is the best rate your own bank can offer.
And that's as simple as making a phone call, isn't
yes,
it?
Yes. Every bank will want to retain an existing customer. So you could be on a very high variable rate with Bank of Ireland, for example. You make the call and immediately you could save 1.5% by reverting to a much cheaper fixed rate. So the first thing is to make that call. The second thing then, if you find that your existing bank's rates can be beaten by another lender, well then seek advice. Go to a regulated independent mortgage advisor who will be able to advise you as the options available and can manage that process for you if you wish to switch.
And how big a process is it, switching your mortgage?
It is a cumbersome process because in effect it's a new mortgage with a new bank, so you are required to provide the same documentation you would have provided when you took the mortgage out in the first place. But when you look at the savings that can be achieved, and the savings are significant, it's certainly worth your while investigating.
Yes, and how do you know whether or not you can switch?
Well, the only customers really who can switch are those who are in negative equity, because there is no bank will take on a mortgage where you're in negative equity, and those who are in a fixed rate where there may be a penalty applied if they were to break the fixed rate. But every other customer, the other customers are tracker rate customers, those 300,000 odd who have tracker rate mortgages, they certainly don't move because they're on the best rates available. But there's over 400,000 other customers potentially could make significant savings.
And are there costs associated then with switching?
Yeah, roughly it costs about €1,100 to move, but every lender will pay the costs of moving, ranging from KBC, who will pay €3,000 to move, Ulster Bank will pay €1,500, and you've other lenders who will pay 2% cash back on your mortgage amount to move. So effectively, the costs of moving are covered by your new bank.
All right, Michael Dowling, thank you for that comprehensive overview.